Είναι που το λέμε μπαχα φύσου τάκος, είναι σαν ανάμενη επιχείρημα. Can you please hold?
No. No, I can't.
I'm sorry?
I can't hold, please. No, listen. I need the tacos.
Okay, just a moment.
No, I need the tacos.
Okay, I'm ready.
There's a man, he's trying to force me tacos.
I'm sorry, one more time?
One guy, he keeps coming over, he say, open your mouth, then he feeds me your tacos, and it makes me so sick.
Right here?
Yeah, he come and he got a big order of tacos, and then he dropped them on the sidewalk, and then he went and he tried to put them in my mouth, and he choked me with your tacos.
Okay, let me call manager, okay? Just a moment.
Okay.
Hello?
So the guy, he come and got an order of tacos from you, and then he assaulted me outside. He crammed your tacos in my throat, and he hurt me.
Some guy assaulted you outside?
Yeah, he come in, and he got your tacos, and he shoveled me in my throat. And now I don't know what to do. Like, he hurt me bad. He taco fed me.
There's someone working here?
I don't know if he worked there. His name George. George.
George?
George. Yeah. With a J.
Okay. I think you'll have to file like a police report.
Okay, but you supplied him the weapon. You help him assault. You help assault me with the taco.
Hey, put that down. Okay, let me put you on hold.
Okay.
Hey, before I'm running, Alexis, I can help you.
I don't know what to do. A man, he choked me with your tacos.
What kind of tacos, sir?
I don't know. This is like fish tacos.
Okay, what's the number of your ticket or like your order?
No, I walk by. He take a taco.
You wanna buy taco?
And he put a taco in my mouth, and he grabbed my jaw, and he moved my jaw up and down, and made me go nom 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 nom. And then,
okay.
And then he grabbed me by my throat, and he told me to orgasm, and I couldn't.
Okay, you already ordered on this store, right?
No, I didn't order. Some guy, not me.
Sorry?
No, not me. Some guy, he come out of your store and I walk by and he tackled me. He tackled.
Okay, what kind of tacos?
Fish taco. Cow taco.
Fish taco?
Cow taco.
Okay.
Cat taco. Taco taco.
Okay. Okay.
Taco taco, taco 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 taco. Labia taco. You don't seem to care, man. He shove a taco down my throat.
Sorry?
Why you no care? No care, Taco Bell.
Oh?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hi. I'm calling about the cashier. Cashier job?
Yeah, it's already taken. Thank you.
Oh, then why is the ad still up, motherfucker?
Excuse me?
Why the fuck is the ad still up then? God damn you. Wasting my time. Excuse you?
Okay.
I made a problem in the bathroom. You know, the toilet. I'll slow down if you need. I've been drinking.
What room are you?
I'm 110.
Yeah, what about it?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. Like,
no, you shouldn't be there. There should be a lady there.
No. She checked me in. She got me the room.
Oh, no. You cannot do that. No, absolutely not.
I don't have ID, so she...
No, you gotta go, now.
But the toilet...
You don't go, I'm calling the police.
But the toilet, I flush it and the water comes out because I put the bed sheets in.
I know, you gotta go.
Why?
Because you're not, you don't have ID, you can't come in. What are you doing?
I don't, but the lady paid. The lady
no,
paid.
It doesn't matter.
So it's all fine. It's fine. Like, so there's I was trying to play glass breaking sounds and shit. And for some reason, this tab is sound can't be found. Sound can't be found on like everything I try to fucking play. So I'm restarting this bitch and see if we can get something going because I want to call him back. I want to break some glass.
They fall back too, so that's not true.
Hey, you have a problem now. You have a problem now. Because you told me I had to leave. And I called.
What's the problem?
I called my lawyer, and he says I don't have to leave.
Yeah, you do. Where are you at?
I'm in the room. And if I gotta leave, then this bathroom mirror has to leave too. Fuck this mirror. Fuck it. Fuck the shit out of this mirror. Stupid shit.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
He said, oh, hell no.
The guy was like, oh, hell.
That's what I was looking for in the first go around. It's a shame it took a second call.
We will down, we help you.
Hello?
Hello?
I have a problem.
Uh-huh.
You know the microwave in the room?
What room?
I don't know. I've been drinking.
You don't know what room you're in?
I don't know. I don't even know, the thing. I'm trying to get the microwave to work.
Yeah, what room you're in?
I'm in the 15 thing.
15?
Yeah, I'm like hitting this
microwave. What's your name?
Microwave. And then I hit start and it makes this weird noise.
What's your name?
My name is Dwight. See, listen to this thing it makes, like, when I hit start. It's dumb.
Dwight?
Yeah. Hey, Liz, don't say my name like that. You put some fucking respect on my name.
I know, but what room you're in?
10.
Oh, 10.
9. 8. I'm counting down. You're going to make me angry.
Yeah, I don't know what room you're in. You got to tell me what room you're in before I do anything.
I'm in 10.
Oh, you're in 10?
Yeah.
Okay, then. Well, I don't know. What are you doing? What's it doing?
Well, it keeps burning my popcorn when I try to make popcorn.
You probably have it on too high.
Well, I think I hit the popcorn setting. But, see, I try to do it.
That's the popcorn making.
Yeah,
I can hear it pop.
Yeah, 6 minutes is what I put on here on high. And it burns.
No, you don't put on 10 minutes, only 1 minute.
And then I put it, I've had to throw 3 or 4 batches out into the toilet. And now the toilet water keeps coming up when I flush it.
Yeah, because you clogged it up now, probably.
But, you see, hang on, let me go to the bathroom. All right. So, I come in here and I flush the toilet. And now the water comes up, and it stopped, see?
Yeah, you clogged it because you put all the popcorn down there.
Yeah, now there's water on the floor when I flush the toilet. I flush it like this, and now water comes up instead of going down and over the top and onto the floor.
Yeah, you clogged it. You clogged it with popcorn.
Yeah, but the problem is, I don't know if you understand the problem, is I flush the toilet like this, and now water comes up and over the top and on the floor, and now my socks are wet.
So you're room 10?
I'm in the bathroom.
I know, but you're in room 10.
Hang on. So the flush the toilet like this, and now water is coming up and then onto the floor.
Yeah.
Oh shit, this floor is slippery. Son of a bitch! Ah! Ah! Oh! 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 Oh!
Don't worry. I can still flush the toilet. It's still plugged up.
Okay, what room are you in?
Bathroom. Hello? I'm in the bathroom.
What room are you in?
The water is up to my ankles and I can't swim.
Okay, what room are you in?
The bathroom.
What room?
The bathroom.
What room? Room 10, room 5, room 8?
There's the main living area and the bathroom. I don't the second room of the room.
You don't know what?
The one with the toilet. I rent the one with the toilet and microwave.
When did you rent the room?
Hang on. Come out here so I can hear you better. It echoed in there. And there's glass on the floor. I didn't rent a room that had glass on the floor. I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, what room are you in?
Wait, I don't understand the question. What do you mean?
What room did you rent? What number?
What? Is this a trick question? I don't understand.
What room are you in?
I'm in the living area now.
I know, but what room?
Go back to the bathroom? Man.
No, what room are you in?
I'm in the bathroom now, like you said. There's glass on the floor.
Call me back. You don't know what room you're in. You gotta call me back.
I've been drinking. I don't know. Like, you gotta help me here, guy. I don't know what your problem is. I'm gonna just flush this toilet again then. Oh no. I gotta get on the toilet. I got a problem of brewing. Oh, it's coming out again! It's on the floor. I didn't make it.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
What the sick? How can I help you?
Hi. Listen, I have a boy's key in my room, and I need someone to come get him.
Pardon me?
Boy, there's a boy's key in my room.
What is that?
I don't know. He's a marachod.
I'm sorry. The maintenance guy will come tomorrow, so nobody will go. In which room are you in?
I'm in 215, and I'm fucking.
I'm sorry. The maintenance guy will be here tomorrow.
Hey, why are you eating food while you're talking to me? Stupid.
Because you called when I was eating.
Okay, well, put the food down, you gluttonous bitch.
You bitch.
You bitch fuck.
If you're going to treat me like that,
yeah.
I'm going to call the police, okay?
I'm going to come down there and slap the food out of your hand.
But I was eating.
I don't
fucking
care.
Bitch.
Cocksucker.
No, I don't have food. But I was eating. What do you want me to do?
Hey, you put dick in mouth, okay? Stop eating food.
I don't care.
What are you eating?
I have to solve it. It's not your problem.
What is your fart problem?
You have a fart problem, not me.
You're blowing farts out your butt. You have a problem.
No, I didn't say anything. You started. You called when I was just swallowing.
Hey, you farted out of your ass, and now you have a problem.
I don't have food right now. I was swallowing my food. It's not my fault when you called.
When you swallow your food, it's going to digest in your stomach, and it's going to come out of your asshole.
I don't care. I was eating. That's not my... You know what? You're in 215. I'm going to call the police.
No. Yes. The police will say, hey, you're a good guy. You stay here. She shouldn't have been eating.
Yeah, okay.
They'll tell you not to eat anymore.
Okay, I will call the police.
What are you eating?
It's not your problem, sir.
What are you eating? I'll come down there and eat your food right in front of you. What are you going to do about it?
You can do whatever you want. I will call the police.
Hey, listen. Fuck the police, okay?
You
call the cops up here to my room and I'm going to fuck them.
Pardon me?
You call the cops up to my room and the cops come in my room in my territory... Where I peed on the floor and I marked my I will fuck them. I'll fuck the cops.
Okay.
I'll take off their gun belt, I'll pull down their trousers, and I'll fuck them.
Okay.
And then you'll be in trouble. You'll be in trouble because you got the cops fucked.
You're going to be in trouble, sir. You know, they're police. So
I don't care. I'm going to come down there and pee on your floor in the lobby.
You couldn't do that.
Why can't I do that?
Because this is private property.
Oh, but I paid you money, like a whore.
But I didn't rent, sir. You say you rent when the manager was here.
I gave you money like a whore. You're a whore.
I will transfer you to the manager. That's okay?
To the manager?
Yeah.
Is that your pimp? Is that the man that prostitutes you for money?
Pardon me?
Is that the man that prostitutes you for money?
I think you wrong, sir.
Hey, how big are your lips?
Huh?
How big are your labia lips?
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
That was weird.
She was pulling out a ruler.
Yeah. She's like, all right.
It was like halfway down her thigh. She had some measuring to do.
She were what we referred to as a whore. I've never seen someone get so triggered about like me going, what the fuck are you eating? Like basically, like, why are you eating?
Because you called what I'm eating.
I mean, that was a good response.
You bitch.
You bitch.
She was fiery. She's a fiery one. She's like, fuck you.
Your Gandu is very important to us.
Studio 6, this is Chris. How can I help you?
Hi, Chris.
Hi.
Why is what the penalty for smoking in the room?
Ejection, usually.
Okay, honey, come here. Come here. Listen. You're only 9. You shouldn't be smoking in the room. This guy's gonna kick us out. Explain to him. Explain to him what you're doing.
I took mom's joint.
You took mom's joint and smoked it in here while I was gone? Oh my God.
Wow.
So she did it. I didn't do it. I'm responsible. I'm a responsible
9-year-old
adult. I know. Mom's at work. She's traveling, so we're just in the room right now. And I was using the bathroom, but the joint must have been just out in plain sight. Honey.
Uh-huh.
Honey, you don't... How long... Does mom let you smoke the marijuana?
Oh, wow.
She doesn't know.
She doesn't know? Oh, my God. Okay, so apparently mom doesn't know.
Right. So here's what you do at this point in time. First things first, open a window.
Okay.
Please.
All right. I didn't know that was going on. Like, I was going to take a shower. I didn't know this was
Certainly, I get it. Kids will be kids. Thank you for informing me the whole thing. I understand. You're still in good standing at this point in time.
Okay.
But,
so...
first things first, please open a window.
Okay. That's
at
fine.
Least for a few minutes and get it fumigated, right?
Right. Yeah. Like I said, I actually really feared calling because I didn't. I didn't know what was gonna go on, and that it doesn't mean to grab it and try to smoke it again. No,
yeah.
No, put it. Come here. What are you doing?
Time to take it away.
She's blowing it in my face. She acts just like her mother. This is ridiculous. Where did you learn this behavior?
Time to take it away.
Mom taught you this? Your mother's never blown that smoke in my face.
Wow,
that's not funny. Sir, I don't think I can take it from her because I'm not.
Told him you got a lot of explaining to do, huh?
Yeah, you said when your mother gets here, you're gonna have a lot of explaining to do. You're gonna be in such trouble.
The dog did it.
The dog did it. The dog's been pinching off your mother's weed.
Yes.
Great. I don't think she's gonna believe that. Your mom is a very smart person.
I'm guaranteeing you that she doesn't know what it really means to be inebriated.
You know how back in the 70s they used to make people, like, you know, when they found, they caught their kids smoking, they make them smoke a whole pack. I think we might have to do that with her.
Yeah, you're not going to do that.
you're gonna smoke this whole, you're going to smoke all these marijuanas until you don't want to do it no more.
I found mom's vape.
You found her vape too?
Yeah. It tastes like strawberries.
Yeah, do me
it tastes like
don't
strawberries?
Keep on with that because... I'm sure it does. Here's the situation. can they very toxic if too much is inhaled.
Okay.
I really don't think we need to be dialing three numbers to get the ambulance here for her.
No, absolutely not. Really, yeah.
And that's what can, actually, that's a real thing can happen, sir. Please don't let her do that one.
What happens?
Overexposure.
Oh, to the...
And...
Oh.
To the drug.
Oh. See, I'm not well versed in it, because like I don't participate.
Well, look at it this way: if you're not well versed in it, think how well versed a 9-year-old is.
I know, but she's the one telling me like, hey, watch this. She's blowing like smoke rings, and like,
trust me, she's testing boundaries. She doesn't know a thing.
Uh huh. Okay, you don't feel sick. You don't
won't
feel
remember
you,
next month either.
You don't feel sick, right? You're good. You got the cough. Oh, great. Now you do sound like your mother. Oh, my God. Okay, well, she's going to continue.
Sure
I'll just...
She is home. I'm thinking you're going to probably sit there and go, oh, Lucy, you got some explaining to do.
Yeah, I think I'm just going to take the smoke detector battery out, and then, like, that'll deal with it until Mom gets back here.
No, just open a window. You're okay.
Okay, hang on a second. It's like I didn't know they opened, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, there's a thing in the middle. It's a lock.
Okay. Oh, the thing in the middle here. Let me try to. Yeah. Oh shit! God damn it!
When I said the middle, I meant the center, not the edge.
I thought you said to pull up on it, and I pulled.
No, I said that's the lock.
Oh. It broke.
Oh, boy.
So now, like, I think we need a new room.
Yeah, and another deposit.
You didn't like this room anyway, did you? Okay, she wants to move.
Good. And she wants to stay off the smoking stuff until Mama gets home, too.
Okay, he says he can move his rooms if you stay off the smoking until Mom gets back. Can you abstain from smoking the marijuana until... No! Why? Are you addicted already?
Are you addicted? I'm sorry, not going to happen.
Are you addicted? You have an addiction problem. You're
not
going
to happen. I'm going to have to wait till Mom gets home to do anything.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I can't trust it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because I don't want to... Because
I have to respect the people renting behind you as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I understand. I'm the only male in the household, so they both kind of run, you know, roughshod over me, and like I don't get to have my own opinion.
So we're gonna start by waiting until Mom gets home, okay?
Ow! Why did you hit me?
And then I would...
It's not
and
funny.
We'll talk directly to Mom.
It's not funny. Right. You have a problem.
I'll go ahead and let you go for now. All right.
Okay.
All right. I'm gonna let you go for now.
It's not funny. Stop it. Oh boy.
Holy shit. That was awesome.
You're fine. That was great. Pretty good. That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
This is Tabitha. How can I assist you?
Hey, Tabitha. How are you?
Good. Who's this?
Oh, my name's Dwight.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. My daughter, she, you know, Halloween was just around the corner. She ate a lot of candy, and she's been on like a little hellacious spree around here. Broke a few things, and I need to check, like, does my incidentals cover this, or is this something that goes like further than that?
You know, this is the Chestnut Tree Inn, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So we are not a hotel.
You're the Chestnut Tree Inn, and you're not a hotel.
No, we are, a shelter.
Right.
Okay.
One of the guys that was there, he said like $15 we could have the room for the night.
Wait. So your daughter broke something in the hotel?
Yeah.
Okay, do you know, what's your daughter's name?
My daughter's not listed on the room. Like I said, the guy that's staying there, he said $15 in the room was ours.
Hello?
She's at it again! Shit! I don't pay attention to you for 1 minute. You're running around like a psycho. It's not funny. No, this guy's going to get in so much trouble for giving us the room, and you're over here breaking stuff.
Hello? Are you calling the right place?
Yeah, hang on. Sorry. I'm talking to the chestnut tree. Listen, you can't do that. You're going to get the guy in so much trouble. Don't do a cartwheel. You're going to... God damn it. No cartwheels. No cartwheels. It's not funny. It's not funny. You got your legs all up in the air. You're knocking stuff over.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Hi, is this room 215?
Yeah.
Hi. We have your child down at the front desk.
My child?
Yeah, she says that her dad's in 215. What?
I don't have a kid.
Is this your dad right here? Hang on a second. Is this your dad?
Yeah, I don't have a kid.
She said, well, sir, you can't abandon your child. We're not a daycare.
Hey, I don't have a child. I have an 18-year-old, a 19-year-old. I have no kids.
She's like, how old are you, sweetie?
5.
You're not 5.
Yeah, I have a 19-year-old, bro. I have no kids here.
Okay, sir, again, we're not a daycare. You have to come.
It is not my kid. I got no kids here.
Okay.
I'm not abandoning a child.
Your dad says that you're not his anymore.
Bro,
He hung up. I'm sorry, you're a ward of the hotel now.
No.
You gotta stay here. Yes, you're gonna be indentured servitude is what's about to happen. You wanna stay here? Now you gotta clean rooms. Cat, you fucking you missed a call while you were out spliffing.
Sure, stay by Best Western, downtown Portland. This is the front desk speaking.
Hey, friend desk. Listen, I stay there, and I forgot the address. I went to get food with my daughter, and I had too many Long Islands, and, like, she's going to drive us back, but I don't remember the address. I got to put in the GPS for her to drive.
Yeah, I can go ahead and...
Can you reach the pedals, sweetie? She's only 9.
Yeah, I'll put
mom's high heels on. Okay, that's fine. Hang on, I'm going to get the address from the guy, and I'm going to put it in the GPS for you. What is the address?
I'm sorry, you did not just say that your 9-year-old daughter is about to drive you.
Yeah, she just turned the key. There you go. All right, press down gently on the one on the right, okay? That's too hard. Don't do that. Honey, no.
I'm making a U-turn.
There's not a good U-turn, sweetie. We crashed the car, just so you know. We crashed.
Tuesday by Best Western, downtown Portland. This is the front desk.
Oh my God, we're upside down.
We're floating.
It's not fun being upside down, man.
Yeah, is this a prank call?
No. Why would you say that?
Yeah, no, I'm hanging up.
Don't hang up. Don't be a jerk.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, please. Listen, this child keeps coming, knocking on my door in my room. And I don't know. She yelled trick or treat or something. And then, like, I don't have no candy. It's not Halloween.
Oh.
She's knocking
on my room number.
She literally knocking on my door. She's telling me to open the door. She knows that I'm in here.
You need to tell me the room number. I don't know.
No, you stay outside. Okay. No.
Yeah, but what's your room number?
Listen, you stay outside. Okay. Oh my God! Oh my God, she just threw something through my window. No, you
what
can't.
You
can't have it on my candy. Please get out of the room. And she kicked the fucking door down. It's crazy. Oh my God. Oh my God. No, here, take my wallet. I don't have candy. Take my wallet, please. Leave
I
me
know,
alone.
But what's your room number?
Help me. Take my wallet, please. Don't hurt me. She's 9, but she's beefy for a 9-year-old. Please help me.
Hey, what's
please.
Your room number?
I don't know. Please.
Your room number.
Please leave me
but
alone.
Ah,
I don't have no candy, please.
You
all
got
I...
money, you can buy candy.
No, here, take my money and go get candy. Please leave me alone. She's slapping me about the face.
Can you give me the room number so I can call the police?
Oh, quick, bring some candy or something. This kid is like a spider monkey over here, please.
Oh, your room number. Tell me the room number.
Oh, my God.
What is your room number?
Oh, my God. Oh, help me. She's biting my eyeballs. No, please. Christ. Oh, Christ almighty. Save me, please. Oh, no. She's got a fucking drill. Watch out. No. No. Oh, please. Oh, no. Let's not see what this can do. No. No, no. No, please.
Hello?
The child made me go sit on the toilet and poop.
¿En qué número estás? ¿En qué cuarto?
No. I'm Hungarian.
What number? What room number?
I don't know, please.
What's your name? What's your name? We can't help you if you don't give us your name.
I think she... Listen, I'm in the bathroom hiding. I think she left. I think
okay, I need
think,
to know your name or I need to know a room number so we can help you.
Hang on. I'm going to open the door and see if she's still outside. Oh, no, dear God, she's still here. No, please. No, please. Why are you hurting me?
Sacrifice
your
name, Jesus.
Yes, no, don't sacrifice me, please.
Candy.
No, please, no.
Candy.
Bring candy, please.
I want
Reese's. She wants a Reese's.
Gumdrops.
Not the gumdrops. I have nothing for you.
Skittles.
No Skittles, please.
And he won't give me his name either. Bring
the whole Mars collection, please. Do you have don't bring, circus peanuts? I have circus penis. Will you eat a circus penis?
But he won't.
Candy
what is your
corn.
Name,
I've got candy corn. Please. Will you here take my credit card, please? I have animal crackers.
Unless they're cookies.
They're cookies. I'm so scared of you. Please. Why do you beat me so mercilessly? You okay? I have
a hot chocolate.
I got a ma'am. Do you have a hot chocolate at the front? I got cookies. I think I got to calm down a bit.
I need to know your room number or your name. You don't know your own name?
She beat me about the head and the ass mercilessly. I cannot even think of straight.
Okay, well I'm gonna hang up now. If you can't give us the information we need,
here, hang on. Hang on. This is for you. You found my belt?
Hello?
What are you gonna do with the belt?
No. What is your
name? Not the belt! No, not the belt! Oh, not again. Oh, this is Sunday school all over again.
What is your room number?
She scared me so much. I make poop and pee. And then she scared me.
Okay, well.
She has a goat in here. You're gonna make me eat my own hair? Gross.
Hello?
Hello? Hey, that lady's lying. I'm not playing around. This is really happening. I don't know why. Why does that lady think this is a joke?
What happened?
What happened? What do you mean?
What is this?
I was watching a movie. I left my... Did I butt dial you? I was watching a movie. I was watching Terrifier 3.
You shut up, okay?
Hey! Hey! Terry Maki Chute!
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
Beaverton Motel 6. How can I help you?
Hi. I have a question. Do you have a policy? I know it's there. Like, you shouldn't be smoking in here and stuff. What is your stance on using combustible engines inside of your room?
I'm not sure, but my guess is that's not allowed.
Okay, is that because it could set the fire detector off as well, or?
Probably, yeah. And it also just it might have some other risks. No one's ever asked that before, so I'm not sure, but just my instinct tells me.
Okay.
Tells me no.
Because my daughter, she's 9. She has actually early enrollment into MIT. And so she's been working on her midterm project. And so, like, she's been taking a few things apart, but she brought the generator in here and she has to put it back together as well. So she's just kind of, doing her own thing over here. And, honey, do you need to use the drill right now while I'm on the phone?
Yes.
Okay. But she said she's got to start this engine up here before that.
And which room are you in?
215.
215?
Yeah, 115.
Oh. You might have a different location because no one's occupying that room
so
right
I got
now.
I got the bathroom vent going, but I don't know if that's substantial enough to cover because it's a diesel engine, so it's going to put out a lot of smoke.
Yeah, but what's it? You said you're in room 115.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
No one's in that room at this property.
No, that's definitely the room we're in. Well, you're really going to town on that engine.
It's my school project, just 5 seconds.
I know how important it is. Her mom, I swear, like, she's just like her mom. Like, you just ask her not to do something for 2 seconds, and then she starts trying to hit me. Don't. You already spilled the red diesel on the floor. And it's probably gonna stain.
I think you have the wrong property because no one's in room 1.
Here, you talk to the boss about that. He says you got the wrong property, sweetie. You had me call the wrong place. So you talk to him.
You got the wrong attitude.
I'm not getting between you two. Like, you deal with him. You're the boss while your mom's gone, okay? Like, you talk to him.
Listen. I'm doing my job. I need my school project done tomorrow.
Well, I'm sorry, but we can't allow the engine to be run.
He just said it. He just told you can't run the engine in the room.
I don't care. I'm going to come down there and do it if I want.
No, you're not going to go down there and do it in his face, are you?
Yeah, I will.
That's how we got kicked out of the last place.
No, I'm going down there right now.
No. Don't put your shoes on. Don't put your shoes on. Let's not make this a thing. Sir, she just put her Crocs on and she put them into sport mode. I would probably leave the front office.
You know, maybe if you come down to the office, then maybe I can check the, maybe I can.
Yeah, that might be best, honey. What are you doing? No, God, no. What do you mean? Oh well, you don't even pay for the room.
You need it anyway.
You're just like your mother.
Mother.
mother's at the store.
That broke.
Sound like something bad happened.
Yeah, you're gonna have to charge that to the game.
Well, what about the toilet?
What about the toilet? What about the toilet?
Can I use probably your just cut it from the deposit.
No, you can't use my hammer on the toilet.
Too bad.
Too bad. What do you mean too bad? God, no. No, 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 no. Why do you think this is funny?
Because
there's water spraying everywhere.
No, it's a pool.
Sir, apparently now you have a pool.
Hello?
Yeah, hi. I get this abuse all the time. The last place, thousands of dollars worth of damage. I maxed out my American Express card. And her mom lets her get away with this stuff all the time. Like, anytime I try to show any type of discipline or something, I'm like, hey, you can't do that. My wife hits me. And then she turns around and thinks it's okay, too. And then she hits me. So now I got, like, PTSD. And anytime I hear, like, a door shut hard, I flinch. You know, Glenn G tried to make me feel better. He gave me $5. But I was like, what's this supposed to do? And then my daughter took the $5. She ripped my $5 in half. She's told me, she basically said, like, you can't have this. And she took it and she ripped it.
You don't deserve it.
What do you mean I don't deserve it? Mom wants you to make me miserable as possible. You guys are doing a good job. I just don't understand this sense of entitlement.
I need both of you to come down to the office.
Are you happy? He says we both got to come down to the office now. You got us in trouble. You broke things. Now they're mad.
I want to get my swimsuit on. I want to dip in this pool.
Oh, my God. She's literally building like a retainer in the bathroom trying to contain the water to build a pool.
Looks like you have a new design for your hotel.
Oh, my God. Senseless. Senseless what you do. You both do to me. It's not funny. You're kind of a bully. You and your mom bully me. If there was men's shelters, I would go into a men's shelter. You don't find it kind of sexist that there's always women's shelters.
Yeah.
Mom would destroy it? Why? Because why? Just because so I couldn't have it? You're working together against me. Yeah. No, I understand. I understand. Let me go in this bathroom. Oh my God, the amount of water that's in here. Oh my. It's not a new swimming pool. It's a flooded bathroom is what it is. The hot water. Why do you need to do that? You already got all this cold toilet water everywhere. Oh my. You're gonna get a suntan. You're look like a lobster. You get too hot of water. You don't know?
Sunscreen?
Oh no. Sir, what's gonna be the charge? Because I'm gonna need some towels. I need extra towels. I'm trying to do the shut off. I'm trying to turn the valve right back here behind the toilet. And it seems to be working, but I need a couple dozen towels to dry this up.
Oh, it's not going to take towels. It's going to take buckets.
What? What do you mean buckets?
I want to smash the toilet more so it makes more water. I want it to be up to...
It's not going to make more water. I did the shut off. It's not going to produce any more water.
I want to go down to the staff room and fix the pipe.
Sir, where can she... What door will allow her to go fix the pipes?
She wants to fix the pipes?
That's what she said. I don't know what it means. But she says she wants to fix the pipes. What do you mean you want? What do you mean you want to fix the pipes?
So I can touch the ceiling. Can touch the ceiling and the room is full of water.
So you want to fix the pipes so you could touch the ceiling when you fill it with water?
Yeah. I don't believe that's allowed.
Yeah, he says it's not allowed.
Oh, well.
He's my good thing.
And I'm sorry. What's your name?
My name's Dwight.
Are you sure you're at this location? Because room 115 isn't occupied, and there's no one named. Doesn't look like there's anyone named Dwight.
Yeah, I'm not 100% sure. No.
Yeah, I think you might. I think you might have the wrong location, and probably.
Yeah, she just tells me all the time I won't be able to understand her. It's very complicated because she's. Her mother says because she's going to MIT that like she's way more advanced and smarter than I am. That I'm just a simpleton, a buffoon in the relationship. Like I'm just out here to earn money, and send her to school and buy her things.
She sounds awfully young.
She's been roasting me behind my back. Yeah. What has she been saying? Yeah. what I call a cow without legs.
She asked me that what cow only has two legs, and I said what? She said mom.
My mom?
Yeah.
That's your grandma.
I know.
You let your mom talk about grandma like that? Yeah. She sent you $10 check on your birthday.
Yeah, but I thought I asked her for 20.
So you talk crap because she only sent you 10 and you asked for 20?
Yeah.
You are your mother's daughter.
$10 isn't very much, though.
Yeah, $10 adjusted for inflation, it isn't very much. Here, let me go in the other one. Okay. So this guy, he says, we got to pay for everything that you broke.
I want to break the fan.
You want to break a fan?
I'm going to jump on the bed.
You're going to jump on the bed? Don't, you're jumping too high. You're jumping too high, sweetie.
Is she trying to break the ceiling fan?
Oh my god, why? I'm powerless here.
Is she trying to break the ceiling fan?
She said she wants it. She said it doesn't belong on the ceiling. She said she wants it to come down.
I want to use it as a Ferris.
How old is she?
Nine.
Nine?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I hate to, like, tell you how to parent, but, like, if she's misbehaving so much, can't you just, like hit her or something?
No. I was actually spanked quite a bit as a child, so, like, I don't believe in that growing up because, like, my parents were excessive with it. And my wife is kind of in the same philosophy. So... I think she's kind of taking advantage of that.
Wait, your wife beats you, but she's against spanking?
Yeah, well, children. She's against spanking children.
Hmm. Yeah, you might.
Okay. Listen, if you just calm down a little bit, you can have another Red Bull.
Yeah.
I think that'll be.
I wouldn't give her any Red Bull.
She's already three deep. So I don't think one more is gonna.
Yeah, I definitely wouldn't give her any more then.
Yeah, he thinks you had too many.
Maybe you could just keep giving her Red Bulls until she gets like a heart murmur, and then that might calm her down.
Hey, how's your heart?
Kind of over just.
Because he thinks if I give you another one, that your tiny little heart might explode.
Sure, that would be cool.
All right. We're gonna do that then.
Yeah. All right. Just get a funnel, just like pour a bunch of Red Bull down until she just like kind of her eyes dilate and she just passes out. That'll probably solve it.
That's fine. And when the cops come and ask me about it, I'll tell them who told me to do it.
Yeah, my name's Dave. So you can tell them.
All right, Dave.
Please hold the line. Your call is important to us.
He's like, can't you just hit her? No, it's against the law. Can't do that. How do we still got 45 minutes of show left? I feel like we've done some really long calls.
Yeah,
The trauma.
Hong Kong 97, King Lo Lingwood.
Hi. I don't know how to tell you this. Did you guys mess up my daughter's order? My 9-year-old's order? You guys gave her brown rice instead of white?
You have puff rice. You want with puff rice, right?
No, my wife, or my daughter punched me in the eye because you guys gave her brown rice.
I didn't want beans.
You guys put beans? And you gave her brown rice?
What
kind of order you want?
And then she punched me.
Huh?
My 9-year-old punched me because you gave her bad food.
Who?
You did. We ordered food. She ate one forkful. She spit it out in my face. She threw the rice in my eye. And then she punched me.
I don't like fried chicken either.
She's so mad. She punched me while the rice was in my face. Now the rice is stuck in my eye.
Are you here?
No, I'm home now. There's rice.
Hold a second.
The rice and my dignity. The rice and my dignity are all over the floor.
Hey, give me a cell phone. Oh.
Yeah. Want me to take it? Hello.
Yeah.
Get it. Hello? Right next time.
I was explaining to the lady that I ordered a lemon chicken with brown rice.
And we don't have brown rice.
The online said it did.
No. Did you... Which Hong Kong did you go to?
The one on King Road.
Yeah, no, we don't have brown rice. We only have fried rice or white rice.
Yeah, well, I think the fried rice... I think you gave her the... she wanted the fried rice. You guys gave her white.
Okay.
And she threw it in my face and she punched me.
Oh, okay.
So now she's making me now she's making me call and get the order correct.
What was your name?
My name was Dwight.
Or what was the?
It was a lemon chicken, and then we had the egg flour soup.
Oh. Egg, a lemon. Was it just like the full lemon chicken?
What do you mean you're going to get the hammer?
Get the hammer.
My God.
Lemon chicken and egg flour. Dwight. What was the order? It was the name under Dwight.
It was under Dwight.
Or
Dwight? She watched Terrifier 3 last night, and now she's threatening to get the hammer.
I'm going to the garage.
Well, maybe you should call 911 instead.
She's 9. What are they going to do?
I don't know. I mean, you can come. I don't know. We don't have anything. We didn't have a spill with Dwight.
It's...
The name Dwight.
I don't know.
Listen, I'm getting the order right. They're going to help me.
What did you better order? Get it right or he
lemon
gets
chicken,
it.
Listen.
Egg flour soup, right?
The egg flour soup and lemon chicken with fried rice, not white rice. She woke
was
up
it
this
a combo?
She woke up this morning and chose violence.
Was it lemon chicken, like a full order? Was it like a combination?
No, it was a full order.
We don't have a to-go with just lemon chicken. Are you sure it's not the Hong Kong 97 off McLaughlin?
No, I'm not sure of anything right now.
All right, that's the only option because we don't have anything. She has nothing up here that I can tell you.
I'm hyperventilating and she took my inhaler. No, she's smashing my inhaler with the hammer.
So lemon chicken.
Oh. The only thing I'm sure of right now is a black eye I was given by a 9-year-old.
You go get a hammerhead. You're going to turn into a hammerhead shark.
Oh, no.
Are you sure? Do you want me to call the police for you?
No, she's 9. They're not going to do anything. They're just going to shame me for being intimidated by a 9-year-old.
No.
Ah! Ah, not again.
Well, she's looking through all the orders. Hold on.
Okay.
I didn't see
you had your warning.
I had my warning? She knows how to manipulate the cops. That's why I don't even bother calling anymore.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw up.
Can I get your phone number?
Carlito Cross, Carlito Cross, motherfucker, you.